show you love to hate.
I get more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Cut the cameras, I'm out the
good grief. What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club
with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Yes, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, man. Salute to everybody at Jersey City University. Never even heard of that school.
Me neither.
I was there yesterday. Mm-hmm. Promoting my book, Black Privilege, Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It. We had a nice discussion about the book and a book signing, so drop one of Clues Bombs for Jersey City University.
There was a lot of people there. A
lot of people was there, baby.
That is dope.
A lot of people was there. This is the most fulfilling thing about having this book out, actually going out and having conversations about this book. People are engaged in the reading process.
Yeah,
I love that.
It's great to see people. Like I said, when I went to the one in South Carolina, so many people were there. You know, people just have questions on life, and it was cool.
Yep.
I couldn't stay that long, but just to talk to them for a little bit was definitely the dope thing. You know, can you play some theme music right fast? This is what I'm excited about.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Louder. Today.
The hell is this?
Face
I don't know
to
what's
face.
Going on.
Chris Rock will be joining us.
Why are you acting like you want it with Chris Rock?
And I haven't seen him since.
First of all, explain. We got a lot of new listeners. They don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I was minding my business coaching my daughter's team. I was playing versus daughter's team.
Evan, can you sit down?
I'm getting tired. Now, I'm really acting this out. So my daughter went up to Chris Rock and asked for an autograph. He said, stop the music. No, because your coach is an ass. And I
haven't seen
him since
then. Hold on.
And when I see him today, put the music back up.
Their coach is an ass.
What is it? Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. I'm a float like a butterfly. Choo, 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 choo.
I can agree with that.
Sting like a bee. We'll see what happens when I see Chris Rock this morning.
By the way, you better have that same energy when Chris Rock comes in here and sits down in this chair. You better have that same beige energy. I want to see you standing up. I want to see you shadow boxing. I want to see you with that same energy when Chris Rock comes in
here. Interestingly enough, Chris Rock was here before, and you actually left and went all the way to Africa.
You had to go to Africa to get away from Chris Rock.
It was about the money.
You were shook.
I had to go to South Africa.
Please.
This is my first opportunity.
All of a sudden, randomly.
To see my roots.
Okay.
I wanted to
see. All of a sudden, the day before Chris Rock gets here, you have to go to Africa.
You ain't even getting no shots.
I had to go to Africa. I wanted to see my roots.
Yeah, right.
I wanted to see what Nelson Mandela was from.
Yeah, all right.
And I had to work. Play my music. But when I see him today,
I guarantee you that beige boy don't have none of that same energy when Chris Rock walks in here. You ain't gonna have that same energy.
All right.
When Chris Rock comes in here today at 7:04,
he better be ready.
Envy will not have that same energy.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I know I'm going to be a little more tired because I keep doing that stupidness, but...
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Chris Rock, damn it.
Chris Rock will be joining us next hour.
What else happened last night? I was watching Joe Budden on Everyday Struggles. Salute to Joe Budden in academics.
He has a show on Complex. He probably be listening right now. He leaves about right now to get to work.
Joe Budden?
Yeah. He leaves done. He leaves at 6 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
They prep and prepare.
Joe Budden is the hip-hop Grinch, man.
Okay? Why you say that?
Joe Budden don't want nobody to be happy, man. I listen to Joe Budden's podcast. I watched Everyday Struggle.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see the Little Yachty interview till this morning.
Right.
Joe Budden is the hip-hop Grinch. He don't want nobody to be happy.
You watched the whole thing this morning or just
the
clip?
I didn't watch the whole thing. I just saw the clip where Joe Budden refused to let
Little
Yachty
say he was happy. Right, Little Yachty said he's happy.
Joe Budden was not happy. Listen, the law of energy is that energy is never lost or destroyed, just merely transferred from one party to the next. If you are miserable and depressed, which I don't think Joe Budden is, but he goes in and out of it. When you're miserable and depressed, you think everybody else is feeling the way you're feeling. No, some people are really happy, bro.
He's in a happy place right now.
The guy, Lil Yachty, 19 years old and a millionaire. He has no reason to be unhappy.
He's in Target commercials, hanging out with LeBron.
And then the funny thing, when Lil Yachty told, we got to play a clip of that. When Lil Yachty told him that, Joe Budden goes, no, because that's not where your values lie. He's 19, Joe. That's exactly where his values lie. Okay? Stop it. Come on, Joe. You're almost 40. We grown. Well, we all grown.
Well, Joe realized what makes him happy, and now Joe's happy.
Listen.
Early in Joe's career, Joe wasn't as happy, but now he's happy.
When people tell me about Lil Yachty, you know what I say?
What?
The little man's doing this thing. I'm not into it. But I'm not 19. I'm grown. I'm way closer to 40 than 20.
Lil Yachty would tell you his music's not for you.
I know it's not for me.
Oh,
I don't even know why we keep trying to force these square pegs in the round holes. Like, Lil Yachty is not for our age demo. We're not supposed to be into it. Sorry. You're not going to be into every young rapper. You don't even have to try to be. Stop attempting to be and stop discrediting them just because you're not into it.
Well, front page news, what we talking about, Yeezy?
Oh, we are talking about Jordan Edwards and the police officer involved in the fatal shooting of Jordan Edwards.
This was effed up, man. So effed up.
Another one?
Yeah, messed my day up yesterday. Anyways, The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Front page news is next. It's Drake. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, this is crazy. The Boston Celtics beat the Wizards 129-119 in overtime. I was watching that whole game, and I thought they were going to lose. The Wizards were looking good. Although Isaiah Thomas was looking good, but the Wizards were looking good. They were down by like 13 at one point. I was like, they're going to lose this one. But no, Isaiah Thomas dropped 53, and they won in overtime. And it was his sister's birthday.
Oh, man. So you know he was inspired.
He was definitely inspired. 53 and came back and won.
Drop one of Clues Bomb for Isaiah Thomas. It's safe to say Isaiah Thomas is an NBA superstar.
Absolutely.
You know?
How tall is he? Got to be like 5'6".
About my height. I actually play Isaiah Thomas. The Bleacher Report does a cartoon, Nike and Bleacher Report, and I'm actually the voice of Isaiah Thomas on that.
And the Golden State Warriors beat the Utah Jazz 106-94.
No surprises there.
Now, what happened with this 15-year-old? Explain to the people what happened, because I was a little confused.
Well, this was in Texas. A police officer fired into a car, and that's when 15-year-old Jordan Edwards was killed. Now, the police officer is Roy Oliver, and he was fired because they did determine that he violated several department policies. He told some lies. He said that the car that Jordan Edwards was riding in was moving aggressively toward the police, which led him to fire his rifle toward the car. Mm-mm-mm. But body camera footage showed the car was driving forward away from the officers, not reversing toward them. The police officers had showed up to break up a party where there was supposedly underage drinking.
And they said that there was a party. When the cops got there, they heard gunshots.
That's what
so
they claimed.
These kids allegedly jumped in the car to get out of the town before they didn't want to get shot. They weren't drinking. There weren't no problems. They just heard gunshots and wanted
shots
to get out of
Dodge. Shots were allegedly heard in the area.
Right.
We don't even know if that's true.
As these kids were driving away, the cop says that they were backing down the street, and he lets off his rifle and kills this 15-year-old boy. All brothers in the car.
He said the car was driving aggressively toward the police, but body camera footage showed they weren't. They were actually driving away from the police.
So they fired his bum ass.
Yeah, they fired his bum ass. But what's even worse is the driver just seen his brother die. They held the driver overnight, didn't wind up charging him with anything, but just left him in the cell. Can you imagine your brother getting killed and they basically locking you up, holding you?
And you didn't do anything.
And you did nothing.
You're sitting there in your mind like, what the hell did we do to deserve this?
And your brother's dead. That is so disturbing.
They haven't released any further details, because what they are saying is the officer still has a right to appeal. He has 10 days to appeal his termination, so that's why they haven't released further details.
Yeah, he can appeal his termination, but this young man, Jordan, can't appeal his death.
Not at all.
There's no coming back for him. You know what I mean? Whatever decision, you know, was made by that police officer, now Jordan Edwards is dead because of it. Now a decision that was made to fire the police officer, he can appeal. I don't really see this a lot.
I've never seen an officer walk up to my car with his rifle. Like, usually they have their handgun. The only time you see a rifle is usually when they have to do some really diligent work, when they got to kick down a door, they got to go extra hard. So I don't even know why he had his rifle out ready to shoot. That's just strange to me. All right, well, that's front page news. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Or tell them why you're blessed. If you feel blessed, you want to spread some positivity. We need some positivity this morning. 800-585-1051. Maybe it's your birthday. Maybe you're celebrating the birth of a baby. Whatever it may be. If you're mad, you can call us. If you're blessed, call us as well. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Jose.
Jose, tell him why you're mad, bro.
Yo, I'm definitely mad about the front page news. That 15-year-old young man should not have been shot and killed. I'm so tired of hearing this same story happening on the media every day. It seems like it's every day.
Right.
The sad part about these situations is it's like we have the same exact talking points. Talking about Jordan sounds just like talking about Trayvon, Tamir Rice, or whoever, like all of these young brothers. Like it's the same exact story over and over.
But what makes it even worse is this particular story is coming from law enforcement. And here it is, you have law enforcement officials who pretty much lied to justify what they did when it came out on the body camera that they were driving away from. It just grinds my gears so bad just to keep hearing this.
I'm glad they didn't try to destroy the camera and destroy the footage and say that didn't happen. But that cop, he should be in jail for murder. I'm going to say manslaughter, but not murder.
He definitely should be in jail for murder, but I'm going to tell you something else, man.
What's that?
As soon as somebody says, grind my gears, it just makes the whole conversation.
Yeah, didn't it just feel
and you can't say, like, if we're upset about
it's
something,
like
don't say grind my gears, bro. I don't care what we're discussing. As soon as you say that, it makes the whole conversation null and void. It just grinds my gears.
Hello?
When someone says grinds my gears.
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. Why are you mad this morning?
Okay. I just listened to the front page news. So that's a little bit of why I'm mad. And I get upset when people say, well, why are you still talking about Black Lives Matter? I'm like, because there's continuous acts that cause us to feel like our lives don't matter.
Right.
So I'm upset about that. But I'm happy because I'm blessed to have a mom that has been here, a full-blood Jamaican Indian mother that has never left me. Like, I graduate, and she got me a cruise.
Nice.
My graduation.
That's dope.
What school are you graduating from?
I go to a college in Delaware, and I'm graduating with my human services degree. I've actually talked to y'all before.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm going to be in Delaware this weekend. Well, congratulations. Enjoy your cruise.
Are you going to be at DSU?
I don't know. I don't know what school I'm going to be
He's
at.
Like, I have no idea.
I'm going to put it on my Instagram a little bit.
Okay. Well, I love you, Uncle Starla. And
love you too, boo.
Thank you for doing an audiobook for all of your blind listeners out there.
Oh, you're absolutely a blind listener.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Yeah, the audiobook is out. Black Privilege Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It. I narrated it myself, too, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Tell them why you're mad or tell them why you're blessed. 800-585-1051. Call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, you blessed or you mad this morning?
And I'm mad this morning. Let me tell you why.
Go ahead, bro.
Just the other day, right, I got to be up for 4 in the morning, right? I drive trucks and stuff like that, so I got to be up at 4 in the morning. So I've been having issues with my neighbor. I told this guy, yo, keep it down, you know what I'm saying? Because you up and down these stairs, like, dumb late at night, my daughter gets sweet, you know, my dogs are barking, you're making all this crazy noise. I let him know, right? Like, man. So then one night, he's doing some crazy noise upstairs. I go knocking on the door. And he gets real rowdy. He's like, yo, it's whatever, this and that. Let me just handle my problem with my family. So I'm guessing he's sitting there beating on his girl, tossing her all over the house.
Listen
to this, right? So I'm like, yo, I don't care what you're doing because it's not my problem, but I'm going to see you outside. You know what I'm saying? And then my girl's like, yo, just forget it. I'm going to call the cops. I'm like, yo, I'm going to see you outside. Just leave it at that. So he gets real rowdy. He comes running out the house. Man, I had to put my hands on this guy.
Well, so what was he doing?
My goodness.
Yo, he was tossing this girl all over the place, man. I felt bad for her. Like,
did you beat the dude up?
She's sitting on her knees right behind him, like, pretty much praying for us to call the cops on this guy. So my girl ended up calling the cops and stuff like that.
You still won't tell us who won the fight, though. Who won the fight between you and him?
So what happened when the cops got there?
Oh, come on, man. That goes without saying. This guy didn't lay a hand on me. I broke his nose in all different places.
I don't believe you.
So did he end up getting arrested? Don't pay attention to that.
Yeah,
did he get arrested?
Of course. Yeah, he already had domestic charges like that. He's a soft guy. That guy is soft.
Why you ain't recorded? Why you ain't recorded if you beat him up so bad?
Everything got made for world stars.
Yo, it's 12:30 at night, man. I ain't thinking about recording anything.
Sir, you did the right thing. Don't answer these silly questions.
You did the right thing.
Hey, listen though, when the cops got there, they were like, "Yo, this guy tried to attack you." I'm like, "Yeah, he's trying to come at me." The cop was like, "I don't even want to get punched in the face by you." So I already know if they ever come up after me, I'm gonna have to just play by the rules because them guys might tase me or anything, you know what I mean?
Well, you better have that same energy when dude get out of jail and he won round two, okay?
Listen, I'll have that same energy with you.
Oh.
I believe him. Listen, first of all.
I believe him.
Why y'all act like a white man in a suit not gonna shoot you when you run up on me? Huh?
What makes you think I won't shoot you, dog? Come on,
see what I'm saying? Why are you threatening me? Why are you even getting drawn into this?
You did the right thing. We appreciate you.
I could play Solomon Gaines. I ain't mad at him.
Hey, that's no way to talk to a New York Times bestselling author, okay? I refuse to be. All right, let's be clear.
I got guns too, but I'm also a lover.
I'm a New York Times bestselling author. I will not be fighting anyone. All right?
All right.
In fact, I'll be on Steve Harvey today with a nice little sweater on.
There you go. Cardigan.
All right. I'll be on Steve Harvey Show today. Check your local listings promoting black privilege. Opportunity comes to those who create it. Thank you. God bless.
All right. Now, Evie, got rumors on the way?
Yes, it's looking like the beef is over between Meek Mill and Drake. Rick Ross talks about what happened.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. And Chris Rock will be joining us next hour. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Yo! Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, recently Rick Ross did an interview with our guy Hovain on Best Seat in the House. Mm-hmm. And he talked about how he actually squashed the beef that was going on between Drake and Meek Mill. Here's what he said.
When Meek and Drake did begin to have, you know, slight differences, I'm pretty sure if Drake was with anybody else camp other than Cash Money, I may have been more vocal about it, but I seen it was the two little homies. I seen what it was. Yeah, we actually sat down. Shout out to Jay Prince. We wasn't even discussing anything negative because by the time we get in the room, there's so much other things going on that is already, let's get on some money.
So they really all sat down? Drake and Meek Mill?
No, they didn't say they all sat down. They say Ross and Prince sat down.
Ross and Drake sat down before, too.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt Meek and Drake have sat down, but what do I know?
Yeah,
we don't know what goes on behind the scenes.
I'm going to be honest with you. If Meek and Drake squash their beef, it's not going to make the hip-hop culture move forward in any way, shape, or form.
I kind of feel like everybody moved past it already.
Yeah, nobody cares.
So they might as well. But
both of them are fine in their respective lanes.
Yes.
Like Rick Ross said, it's about getting to the money, right? All right, they're doing a biopic on the DeBarge family story. It's called All This Love.
Now, Envy,
by the way, I love DeBarge.
If you don't go out there and audition, now is the time.
You could be Chico.
Diversify your portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just stick to radio DJing and the podcast. Now is the time, bro. This is your time to shine.
Oh, you could be Bunny DeBarge.
I'll go with Chico.
You could be one of them DeBarges. I don't know which one, but one.
By the way, I happened to be listening to DeBarge yesterday at my house. We were all listening to old music, and DeBarge has an incredible greatest hits album, if you ever have some time. To check it out.
I could do Chico.
Did y'all have tea? What was y'all drinking? Wine?
No, it was a whole bunch of people over my house, and we were just listening to old music and talk about songs that's popping.
I could do
All
Chico.
All right. So I'll be excited for that.
All right, relax. Bro, relax.
Is waiting for
you. Now sing I Like It.
Relax, my guy.
I don't remember I like it.
All right, Amber Rose has announced a date for the Slut Walk, the third annual Slut Walk, and that is going to be happening.
Another chance for you to shine, baby.
In October.
Walk at the Slut Walk. When
you
is
should
it?
Go and show some support.
So me and you. No, that's it.
Whoa.
No, female support. Female. Whoa. She supports this.
Well, it's a female empowerment event.
See, you try to take it somewhere else. She supports it.
Now, she also posted, most people think the definition of a slut is a promiscuous woman who has sex with any and everyone. But that's not the definition at all. It's a derogatory term that insecure men and women use against other women when they're uncomfortable with their beauty, sexuality, or confidence.
So why call your walk that?
I used to let those words hurt me, but not I embrace all of the derogatory labels with open arms. I've helped so many women around the world do the same. And she used the hashtag stop bullying, hashtag stop slut shaming.
You know, you could have a queen walk too, though, right?
Well, the slut walk was not invented by Amber Rose, as we've discussed many times.
Yeah, we discussed
it's been
a
going
bunch
on
of
for
times.
Years in many different countries.
But why say the word is derogatory,
she didn't
but
start
then say you owning it? Like, it just you don't have to take ownership of something that's
well,
wrong.
Part of it is taking away the power of using that word. So
but
a lot
not.
Of people have done that in the past, just like with other words
but
that we're used to degrade people,
right,
and then you just use
not.
It in a way that it's not. She's like, not degraded by it anymore.
Waffle
a lot of
color
women
Negro.
Aren't.
Waffle so, color Negro. So I let you call me that because I empower that word.
Are
when you
having
say
a million man beige march? If not, shut the hell up. But my thing is, if you're Amber Rose, you can't put out there the statement. You can't put a statement out there about the word slut being bad, but then say you're taking the power of it. Which is it?
No, she's saying that it used to be derogatory.
So it's not
and now
anymore.
She's embracing it and saying we don't have to allow this word to affect us the way
so
it used to.
So I can say good morning to all the sluts and nobody will get upset?
Yeah, go ahead.
They'll get pretty mad.
But you should also then
they'll get pretty mad.
You should also then go to the slut walk.
Why?
To show your support. All right.
Support the sluts? All right.
All right, yeah, as long as you go. All right. Now, Travis Scott is being sued by Lior Cohen. Now
I've seen this.
I guess Lior Cohen was managing Travis Scott, his
who knew?
Management Lior. Company.
Stop acting like a slut.
But according to Lior Cohen, they haven't gotten the money. They're supposed to get about $2 million. They have a 3-year contract that Travis Scott signed back in October 2014. And Travis Scott has only given him $37,000 so far.
Yeah,
now, on Travis Scott's end, he's saying they didn't do anything for him. They said that they signed the deal in good faith, thinking that if he held up his end of the contract, then so would Lior Cohen's management company. However, that wasn't the case. He felt he had to manage his own career as Lior Cohen wasn't lifting a finger for him, so he left for a better management company and owes them nothing. So, I don't know if you signed a contract, though.
You owe the money.
Yeah, I don't know how you get out of that one, unless there's a breach of contract, which you would have had to address. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Oh, I love when legends stop by.
Chris Rocks.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Now, Mr. Rock,
should I be interviewing you? Because you're the hot one right now.
I'm doing okay.
No, you're doing real good.
God is good.
God is good.
Yeah.
Good. Publishing's good.
Yeah.
Words are good. Sentences, yeah. Paragraphs.
The book is out, New York Times bestseller.
But, you know, yeah,
who's
man.
Keeping track of stuff like
hey,
that?
Hey, we're all keeping track of stuff like that.
But Chris Rock is on the Total Blackout Tour right now, which is a huge deal.
Before we get to that now, Envy wasn't here last time.
Oh, yes, he was.
Envy was not here
he
last
left
time.
Town.
I'm actually shocked that he stuck around today.
Why? He went to Africa when
Africa
you came last time.
Y'all had a slight rich people problem with each other.
Envy, our kids play basketball. They played against each other. Mm-hmm. Envy was the coach of his daughter's basketball team. So I commend him for that, right? Mm-hmm. So he had one of these Elijah Wan Shaq kids that was, you know, like this kid had like 60 points. They're killing us.
Yeah.
They're killing us. And it's like 3 minutes left in the game. And normally, compassionate individuals take the good kid out.
Yeah.
No, he keeps the good kid in.
For no reason.
For no
reason.
That is
very rude. And that's not nice to
Why
the other.
Why did you do that, Envy?
So we played him the day before, right? And the kids went up to Chris Rock and asked for an autograph.
No. This was the day of.
Yeah, you told us
this
before it was the day of.
No, it was no day before.
You said it was after the game.
You said it was the day before.
No.
You sound like Donald Trump
after
right now.
After the game, no, I did not give anybody no autographs.
Alternative facts.
And I was like, all right, we're going to get them the next one.
No.
And then, you know, we blew them out.
But that has nothing to do with the young ladies on the team. That's poor sportsmanship.
I know. It was like.
So you admit you were wrong.
You being beige.
I was wrong.
It was like literally, they beat us by like 40 points.
Yeah.
Now, Chris Rock, on your behalf, you could have gave the little girls an autograph.
You know what? They deserve to feel bad that day about something. Hey, it's a life lesson. The sins of the father are passed down to the sons and the daughters.
Did your daughter still play? I'm like, no. He says, mine either. They don't even play basketball.
All of that for no reason.
You came in here being petty for no damn reason.
Yeah.
It was a learning lesson. It was fun.
Oh, my God.
I haven't seen you getting pulled over in that neighborhood that much anymore?
Not lately. Yeah. I just stopped taking pictures, honestly. I get pulled up all the time. I ran out of film. They don't even have film anymore. But I ran out of film.
Are they hiring new cops? Why they don't know who you are yet?
I don't know, man. And it's not like I changed cars or anything. Yeah. They just like getting me. I mean, one cop pulled me over one time. He goes, "Do you live around here?" And I'm like, "Do you live around here?" Because I don't know no cop can afford this.
Yeah, I get pulled over there all the time, getting a haircut. Like, all the time. They find the weirdest reasons. No, if there's an air freshener hanging from your mirror. Whatever it is, they pull you over.
But in all fairness, you said you call the cops on people all the time.
Well, I do if they go to sell coke. Charlamagne had an incident where there was a white guy in his neighborhood that asked him if he sold coke.
That was Sunday.
So I told Charlamagne.
Really? Where the hell you live?
In a nice neighborhood. This guy looked like Woody Allen. He had me from Pequot. I was like, what is that? I didn't even know what that was. I didn't know what it was.
I told him he should have called
the cops. Then he said cocaine.
It's a setup. They're trying to get you.
Yeah.
You wrote a good book. That's why. This is when they get you. You've been infiltrated. One of these people right here is with the FBI. One of them.
I bet I know who it is.
TJ Envy's with the FBI. He's been infiltrated. They flipped him.
Yeah.
He's going to give him notes tonight about you. Is he working on another book?
Is it going to be black in the title this time, too?
Oh, my goodness.
Now, it's been 9 years since your last tour. A lot of material, like a crazy amount of material. Sometimes when things happen, do you say, this is unfortunate, but this would be great for my stand-up?
Yes, sometimes it happens. I mean, you know, you don't want the world to explode. I don't want Donald Trump to be president just to help out my act.
Yeah.
You know, but stuff happens. Lots of crazy stuff happened. I got divorced, you know, lot of nonsense.
How do you know when it's time to go back out? Like,
I needed some money, man. It's alimony.
Yeah, we don't believe that.
You know what? You just want to... I don't know, when people talk to you like you ain't funny, that's when it's time to go back out. Somebody give you that look, and you're like, okay, let me get out here.
Is there anything off limit that you will not touch?
There's nothing off limits that I will not touch. Mm-hmm. If it's funny, let's do it. Let's do it, you know? Plus, I was just getting a lot of encouragement, Chappelle and Kev Hart. And everybody's like, come on, man, you know, so.
What do you mean when you say people talk to you like you're not funny, though?
Put it this way, you got this book right now, right? And it's good. You know, I kind of just started it. Don't you see the difference of people, the respect you're getting?
Absolutely. It's weird.
So you want your
weird
respect.
No, it is.
Yeah,
it's
weird. Put some respect on my name.
All of a sudden, it's like Charlamagne's smart. And I'm like,
yes.
So what was I before?
Ooh. Right, now you're like, wait a minute, they were lying the whole time.
Yeah. That's interesting, because you do tweet out a lot. Well, not a lot, but I see you put, I hope they laugh. And I was thinking that's sarcasm, but now I'm thinking, is there something really to that? Like,
hope they laugh for real, because sometimes people could fake it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you could have a comedy show, it ain't even a comedy show, it's like a pep rally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You think you had a comedy show.
Have when you ever bombed at all? No,
cause oh, yeah, man.
Recently?
Not recently. Uh-oh. But, yeah. I mean, on the come up, of course, man. I mean, please. Guys I had to work with, Martin Lawrence and Robin Harris and Said the Entertainer. Legends. You know what I mean? Like, you try to follow Said the Entertainer in Oakland. You know, he got an orange suit on and everybody else got on purple suits. And you coming out in all your New York black. Get out of here.
I don't think
big hat.
Yeah, with no Easter Sunday hat. I don't think people are fake laugh nowadays, though. I mean, look, Chappelle just got booed. Not just but recently.
Well, Dave will test you.
Yeah.
Dave will definitely test you.
I felt like he wasn't telling jokes, though. Isn't that what happened? He just came out there.
He explained it on his new special.
He said he was high.
Oh, yeah, he was really high. He got high. Right.
Took 8 minutes to light a cigarette. You know, Dave gets into that.
People were offended by his. I was laughing, but sometimes at jokes I laugh, but then I feel like, man, should I have laughed at that? Is that
greatest rape joke of all time?
You know, I think that to myself.
Dave Chappelle's the best comedian in the world, to me.
You say that, but it's like y'all neck and neck. That's kind of like Jay-Z and Nas saying who's the better rapper. Or, like, it's, y'all right there with each other.
Okay, if you say so. I mean, for me, I've never been to a Chris Rock show. You know what I mean?
You've seen the specials.
I've seen the special, you know?
I like y'all for different reasons. Like, Chappelle is like he's an observer, but you're like a cultural observer. It's not even like you're telling jokes to me.
Okay. Well, when's your show coming up?
What?
We gotta do a show.
No, never. No. No,
stand-up comedy?
Absolutely not. Because then that's the expectation.
Well, maybe not a stand-up comedy show, but like a, you know.
Like a Mike Tyson one-man special.
Like a one-man special, like a Rachel Maddow something. I don't know.
If you're an executive producer, I'll do it.
I'm in. We're talking.
If you're DP, I'll do it.
All right, we got more with Chris Rock. When we come back, we'll talk about his tour and his favorite movie roles. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Chris Rock in the building. Charlamagne?
Who is Chris Rock competing against nowadays?
I mean, we're all competing against Richard Pryor. We're all trying to get to that. That's my number one. But, you know, Dave a little bit, Hannibal here, you know, there's some cats out there. I saw Ali. You ever see Ali Wong, little Asian girl?
Nah.
No. There's some cats out there, you know. Put it this way. I don't want to be like some old boxer that's just saying hi from ringside. I want to still be... I'm still in the ring.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I want to, you know, be out there with the big Kev. Kev Hart's killing it.
I love all those guys, but none of them have a classic stand-up special. You have a classic.
Thank you, sir.
Bring the Pain is classic. I watched it twice this year.
Wow. We actually still use it all the time on the show when we talk about different things. I'm like, let's get that clip from Bring the Pain.
We use
when
we crack talk about things,
right?
All the time. We use crack ass cracker right now as a drop.
When we talk about alimony, we use that special.
You know they're doing a, of course you know. You know they're doing a documentary.
They're doing a 20 whatever something.
And I had the pleasure of being on it.
Oh, okay.
So I get it more now.
Wow.
I wonder why you came out to Touch Me, Tease Me, though, instead of Bring the Pain by Method Man.
I mean, at the time, Touch Me, Tease Me.
That was your joint. Yeah.
It's hot. You got to get the girls. You got to get them.
Yeah.
Got to get them. You know, right? That, 20 years later, you're like, who's this? Case? Who's Case? Who's Case? Was it Married with Case then?
Was it Foxy on that, too?
Yeah, Foxy's on there. Like, who's Case?
Mary up.
Who's Foxy, even?
I randomly just saw Case perform in Brooklyn.
Now, why the name Total Blackout?
Kind of building on what y'all are doing here, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement. Just, I don't know, it just felt right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just felt right. Bigger and blacker, you know what I mean? Just
everything's black.
It's a black time.
Gotcha.
Now, you said his kids, he's a real dad. Like,
what do you mean he's a real dad?
No, because a lot of times people say they're fathers and they don't take their kids to the games, they don't take their kids to practice.
Yeah, they don't argue with the coach on the other team.
I see Chris Rock at every game with his daughters. Like, he's traveling around. He's an Uber driver on the weekends, but I would see him every game.
You're really stereotyping.
No, you don't see that too much. Not just, especially with people in the entertainment industry that
work. Yeah, people are really busy and not around.
People are busy. Absolutely. And yeah. I always say, you know what? If I die, when I die at my funeral, if you're talking about my jokes, I have failed as a father. Mm. That's the way I look at it.
They should be talking about, like, your life?
They should talk about my life and what kind of person I... When I went to Bernie Mac's funeral, like, comedy was, like, a very small part. Mm. It was just talking, like, this guy's a husband, this guy's a father, this guy's a friend. I'm not planning on dying anytime soon, but...
By the way, I've talked to, like, 3 comedians in the past couple weeks, and all of them have said the exact same thing. If they're talking to me, like, if I die, I want you to know. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, why are y'all why are so many comedians talking about death lately?
Please, we're all, you know, well, who you been talking to?
I talked to Donnell Rollins yesterday. Donnell called me to go, yo, I just want to tell you, man, if I die, man, you really...
Yeah, man.
I'm like,
But that's also because Charlie Murphy just passed.
Charlie Murphy just passed.
I don't think too many people knew he was sick. I didn't know he was sick. I see him at the barbershop all the time.
Just passed with black men.
Yeah, we all got... Patrice O'Neal passed away.
Yeah, Patrice O'Neal.
Years ago.
We got all our fathers die in their 50s, early 60s. So you got to be thinking about it a little bit. Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, things change. Medicine's better, you know. Greens don't kill you like they used to. The worst thing about a black funeral is, like, at the end of the funeral, they serve the food that killed the person. It's like he's... You realize he's dead because of this.
Why did you stop Everybody Hates Chris?
You know what? The kid kind of outgrew it. You know what I mean? You know, Tyler was... You know, it's like it's like he's in high school with a beard at some point. So, you know, it was just time, man. It's one of those weird shows, too. We were, like, on a weird network, so people didn't know about the show while it was on.
They knew the reruns.
Yeah, when we got in syndication, it was like, yo, this is amazing. I was like, where were y'all when the show was on? You know? But, hey, it's great. It's a lot of pain I went through just being bused to school and, you know, bullying and all that crap.
You know, we know you from the comedy specials, from all the TV shows, but a lot of the kids know you from that show.
Oh, yeah. Straight up. They know me from... A lot of kids know me from Everybody Hates Chris and Marty the Zebra from Madagascar.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like, you're the crack-a-lackin'.
Like, you get mad when they call you that, or if they see the street going, Pookie! Did that bother you?
Yo, man, Pookie, you know...
Pookie's a legend.
Pookie's a legend, man. You know how lucky I was to be Pookie? You know what I mean? Like, I'm Pookie, man.
Did you ever have...
You know, like, how many rap records I hear cats talking about the Carter?
Right.
I was in the Carter. I smoked crack in the Carter.
You were actually the essential part of the movie.
Yeah, man.
Like, you... It was the movie, like, you played an essential part in that film.
Yeah, man. I look back at all that. Like, I'm the luckiest guy. I was in New Jack City. I was in Boomerang. Like classics,
Did you
man.
Ever think about that part? Like, I don't want to play a crackhead.
CB4.
I want to do it.
I lucked up, man. I lucked up. We didn't even know it was going to be what it was. Right. You know what I mean? I remember, like, we did, like, 2 weeks of rehearsal without Wesley.
Mm-hmm.
And we had our first table read. Wesley shows up. And when my man started reading his lines, we're like, oh, this movie's going to be around forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, right. Like, you knew you were in the presence of greatness, right? As soon as he started, as soon as you heard Nino Brown's voice, you're like, okay. It's on. This is it. Forever.
Even the term CB4, that's lived forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you predicted where the rap game was going. Like, everybody pretended for about... Everybody was pretending to be gangster for about 15, 20 years.
Yeah, man. You know, it's weird. I get offers to for CB4 to tour as a group.
Really?
Yes.
You had Charlie in that movie. Is it true?
Charlie's first... Yeah, that's Charlie's first movie.
Wow.
We had auditions and for Gusto. It was like a Gusto day, right? Mm-hmm. So Charlie gets out of his car. He got two henchmen with him. Mm-hmm. He's dressed like Gusto. He got the shades he has on in the movies he had on at the audition.
Mm-hmm.
And he does his audition, and there's a part where you're supposed to pull out a gun. Everybody else just pulls out their fingers and, you know, makes a fake gun. Charlie Murphy pulls out like a Glock 9.
A real gun.
I heard that yeah, like a real gun. And we're like, whoa! Okay, you got the part.
Yeah, you can't tell him no.
You can't tell him no at all. Plus, he was hysterical.
Did you know that was Eddie's brother when he walked up?
I knew, but, you know, stuff like that don't always work in your favor.
Right? Yeah,
you know
what
I mean? It's not, you know, you end up with a weird expectation. So, but he wiped it out. You're like, oh, okay. Because you don't want, like, a junior version of Eddie Murphy in the movie. He's like, he was just Charlie Murphy. You know, he had he was his own distinct thing that nobody sounded like Charlie Murphy.
Absolutely.
You know?
All right, we got more with Chris Rock coming up. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have Chris Rock in the building. Charlamagne?
How has Netflix changed the game as far as movies and stand-up?
I mean, honestly, Netflix probably got me doing this more than anybody. And it's not just, like, that they're paying me or anything.
$50 million.
I'm doing all right. I'm, you know, max player. You know. Nah, because you can sit there and watch. You can, if you want to really be a student of comedy, you can just sit there. I sit down sometimes and watch like 20 specials.
Me too.
Man, or like, you know, like the first 20 minutes of 10 specials in the afternoon. It's like, oh, this cat's doing something. Ooh, this Jim Jeffries cat.
Yeah, stuff I would never watch. Exactly.
That I would never watch. Yeah. Like Country Guys and this woman. And oh, like I found out about Amy Schumer and this, like, people that I got hip to. That I would never get hip through.
She got me blocked on Twitter.
Yeah, she does.
Because I actually tweeted that I don't understand this Amy Schumer thing.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
I'm not blocking. I got no time for blocks.
And when does the Total Blackout Tour come to New York?
Doesn't come till December. In New York. It's all over the country, though. Mm-hmm.
And they can get tickets right now, Ticketmaster.com?
Ticketmaster.com. Barclays for a night. Garden for a few. Yeah, it's... It's going down. Then I'm going to probably film the special in Brooklyn. So,
yes.
Yeah.
You said anything goes in comedy. Now, what's the easiest group to offend in 2017?
Ah, man, you gotta be careful with your transgenders. You gotta, you better word that one right. You better take that one to spell check, my friend.
Dave Chappelle did a good job with that on his stuff.
I thought he did a really good job. I thought he made what am I trying to see? I'm already
you don't want to say it wrong.
Better get this right.
I love them.
I thought he humanized, not that anybody's not human, but I thought, here's the thing. You should be, just because he didn't like the person in the joke doesn't mean he didn't like the person because of their sexual preference.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Okay.
And a lot of times white people do this too. It's like, you deal with a minority and you put them on a pedestal. Mm-hmm. And that's almost racist, too. It's like, it's nice that you can put somebody just in a normal situation. Mm-hmm. And that's what Dave did in this special.
But I don't feel like Louis C.K. tiptoes around that kind of stuff. I feel like he goes right for it.
He does not care, no.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. He goes right at it, yeah.
So why do y'all care?
Why do we care? I don't know. It seems like we get in more trouble.
Is it still I'm still black thing? Like
It seems like we get in more trouble. That's right. What I think.
Yeah.
You don't want to get boycotted and lose opportunities.
I don't need that.
Right.
I'm trying to pay alimony. I'm trying to lose opportunities.
Your ex-wife is like, yes, we got a special coming to me.
We're doing great.
Does that make comedy more fun or does it make it feel like more work?
Yeah, it is. It's fun. It's fun. I'm not mad. I got no anger or nothing. Right. Yeah. You know, we all got bills. Mm-hmm. We all got something.
Like you said, in Bring the Pain, if you're making $50 million and she wants half, no big deal. You still got 25 million.
Yeah. I'm fine. You want to go to dinner? I will pick up the check. I'm not going to sit around. Check comes. I go to the bathroom. Hey, I got to go to the bathroom. Pray for Charlemagne. Hope his bonus came today.
You've always had that hip-hop element to your shows, too. So, like, do you even keep track of what's going on out here now? Like the little Yachty?
He was on Ross's album.
Oh, yeah, you and Ross.
I'm on Ross's album.
Ross is OG, though. You can't count. Ross don't count.
Still, though. How did y'all hook up?
You know what really happened?
I insulted him at the BET.
You know, it was like one of those things. I was doing an award show, and mm-hmm. I thought I had one Rick Ross joke, and I didn't realize till watching it later that I had four. And then, like, Rick Ross, I think, is the first guy I ever, like, apologized to. I was like,
I felt like Ross took it too serious, though, man. Come on, man.
You know, here's the weird thing. I love Ross.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I love Ross. So it was a couple of times I was like, I want to go to this show or that show. I was like, I better not go. I got beef with Ross.
And I want to get problems.
I mean, who knows?
Because Ross did a whole interview after the BET Awards. He was going in on Chris. I'm like,
yeah, plus,
Ross,
you know how beef works. It ain't even the guy. It's the eight guys around
it's
the guy.
Gunplay. Gunplay.
It's the eight guys around the guy that want to impress the guy.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I don't need that.
As you said, I'm a real father.
I'm with my kids most of the time. So I text Ross. I was like, hey, man, whatever, man. You know what? I actually apologize. I'm going to say it. I'm man enough to apologize.
What? Joke.
And if you need anything, let me know, because everybody needs jokes. Mm-hmm.
And he said, yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
Yeah, and like he was like, cool. And like a couple months later, he hit me. And I went in the studio, and I was scared because, like, remember in Goodfellas?
Could have been a setup.
When they told Joe Pesci he was a made man.
Yeah, and they shot him in the back of the head.
So I was in the studio doing stuff. I was like, is it going down? But we hung out a couple of times since then. It's called cool. Rick Ross is kind of phenomenal. But
you said he's the best rapper alive.
I mean, that day.
I just want to get out of here.
You know me, I don't roll posse deep, but I keep up with everything. The Migos album is much better than it has a right to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
explain.
I'm just from a New York cat that listens to rap.
Okay.
You think, when you first hear the Migos, you go, okay, Bad and Bougie's good. I'm sure the rest of this is blah, blah, blah. Yeah, then you listen to the album, you're like, it's got bangers on it,
man. Yeah.
3, 4, 5. Like, it's for real. The Kendrick album is on some Aquemini like level.
Yeah.
No, listen.
I like Kendrick a lot, but I...
You busy right now. You're doing book tours, okay? When everything calms down, I want you to really listen to this record.
I listen to his album every day.
Get the liner notes and just like really like follow what he's saying. You go like, okay.
I'm going to pay more attention.
I see what's going on here. Top five today, yeah. Mm-hmm. Top five all time? I'm not sure.
But tell us your top five. Today.
Tell us your top five.
Oh,
today.
God, it changes
Amigos.
All the time.
You got to say Rick Ross.
Rick Ross, number one.
They should, first of all, we should all do top fives without Jay.
Okay.
It's almost a waste of time.
Okay. I agree.
And Big and Pac. But top five? Top
but today five. Of the new artists, not of all time. But
oh, new artists. I love Kendrick. I love A$AP Rocky.
Okay.
I think A$AP Rocky is the most underrated, taken for granted guy out there.
Okay.
I love, but today. I mean, today? I like that kid. Wait a minute.
Precious.
You like Precious. Okay, from Brooklyn, too.
Precious from Brooklyn. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, where's the follow-up to this?
He just put one out, so I can't remember the name of it.
What about Big Sean or something in your top five today?
I like Big Sean a lot.
That's actually my favorite rapper at the moment.
Really?
Big Sean.
J. Cole.
I would put J. Cole probably at the top of the current rappers, you know?
Are you a Drake fan?
Yeah, I like rapper. I like 0 to 100 Drake.
Okay, not the singing.
Me too.
0 to 100 Drake is hot.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, really, don't mess with him. Mm-hmm. Don't challenge him at all. You know, the other Drake, that round away girl, kind of LL Cool J knockoff Drake, you know, it's from my daughter. But
Chris got to go, guys.
Oh, man. You feel like you got to be back into the new music, though, because you're, like, single now, so you're out in the clubs a little bit?
I'm single.
I've never seen Chris Rock in a club.
I'm single. Really? I just bought a bunch of red sneakers. give me all the red sneakers you got. just red.
My goodness. Total blackout.
That's what the kids are wearing, red sneakers.
Yeah, no matter what.
Don't match nothing.
LiveNation.com. Get your tickets. And we appreciate you for joining us today.
I survived Charlemagne. Yes.
Come on, man. You're a legend, man. We pay respect to the legend.
You never know.
Yeah.
Baby's a legend.
Depends who you ask.
He is. Baby's a legend.
But Baby didn't give me no time. Baby was too on the defensive. He didn't give me no time.
Not at all. All right, it's the Breakfast Club. It's Chris Rock.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report. Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Chris Brown has revealed that his double album, Heartbreak on a Full Moon, is coming out, and it's going to be the full track list that you can see online right now. So we already know the song Party's doing really well. So if you have a chance to go check it out. A lot of songs on here, by the way. It's 40 songs.
Wow. Double album. Do people have the attention span in 2017 for a double album?
Nowadays.
40 records?
Yes. They want music so bad.
No.
Yes.
40 songs, Envy, in this era.
You know how hard it is? You know what? It's really hard to have a... Who had great double albums? Like, let's talk about that. Because it's hard to have
Biggie.
It's hard.
Notorious B.I.G. That's where it stops. Everybody else has subpar.
Did Pac do a double album? Yeah, Pac did a double album that they loved. Everybody loved. Yeah.
Wu-Tang did a double album.
It was cool, and I love Wu-Tang, but it was okay.
Who else?
It's hard to do a
double album.
That's a lot of songs.
40 songs in this era, and this here today, gone tomorrow era.
But people go through music so fast, they'll love that. They'll love all that new music.
You're not making any sense. If they go through music so fast, why give them 40 songs?
Because it gets all the songs to listen to. They get stuff to listen to and listen to and listen to.
But I like the being ambitious like that, doing a double album shows that you care because you're putting out all this music. It could go...
I'd rather put out 4 albums with 10 songs on it a year if you want to do that. Give me a song, give me an album every quarter.
I mean, maybe he feels like he has some great music. Now, let's talk about Quincy Combs. He has finally mended his relationship with his biological father, Albie Shore. We always see Quincy with Diddy, because obviously Diddy has kids with his mom, Kim Porter. But you don't really see Quincy Combs with his dad. So they actually did a night and day 2.0. Check it out.
Say that I do care.
I can tell you.
That's why everywhere I go, I want you there.
Oh, yeah.
As a lifelong Uptown Records fan, I have to fart on that right there.
That was Al B. Shore's song originally. This is the 2.0 version. If you remember, Quincy did that open letter to Diddy praising him for being there when his father wasn't.
I remember why.
Yeah, remember that?
No, he talked about it when he was up here, but you weren't here that day. You were on vacation. Oh. Yeah, he talked about him doing the song and him linking up with his dad and how difficult it was when he was here.
Can we play the original version, too, or we don't have that?
No, I don't think we have that. But yeah,
leave some things alone.
But I'm going to say that's his dad, so it's a nice gesture and a nice makeup, like let's do something together.
That's cool, but that's going to make it a good record.
So I can respect it. All right, American Idol, everybody is trying to get a piece of that. Right now, ABC has made an offer to buy that show since American Idol has gone off the air. They want to reboot the show for a March 2018 premiere. They even asked about Ryan Seacrest being the host, but he's not going to be able to do that because he's doing Live with Kelly Ripa. So he's not going to have time to be doing American Idol. So not a bad situation, though. American Idol does have a great name, but I feel like the show had declined.
It has.
A lot over the years. So we'll see where it ends up. Fox and NBC and everybody was trying to go and get that show, but it looks like ABC is going to...
I think they stopped producing Stars. Like, once they stopped producing Stars, then the show kind of, like, fell off a little bit. Because at one point, they were producing Stars.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know what else I think, too? A lot of other shows came after that. Like, American Idol was the big one, but then The Voice came.
Who was the last big star on there?
None of those shows produced big stars, though.
Yeah, who was the last big star on there? On American Idol?
Some country singer. I can't remember her name. Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood. Okay. You think that was the last one?
Yeah, big star?
Yeah, a huge star. You got to think Fantasia came from there, Carrie Underwood, Kelly Clarkson.
Ruben Studdard.
Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah. Well,
She didn't win, but she still, you know.
And that was the thing with all those other shows. They didn't produce no stars like American Idol did. Not X Factor. Was it X Factor? Was there X Factor?
Yeah, X Factor.
Yeah, X Factor and The Voice. They didn't produce no stars like that.
LaPorsha Renee.
I don't know who that is.
She was on season 15. All right. Beyonce is selling a $300 lemonade box set. You might want to get that. It sounds like a good idea to me. Now, that lemonade box set is going to have the full colored album, vinyl, and a 600-page coffee table book that has pictures that have never been seen before, a foreword from Dr. Michael Eric Dyson, and poetry as well from Worcestershire. So you can get your pre-orders in now. That's not a bad collector's item, lemonade. It's only $300. You get all of those things. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey?
Yee-haw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, May 3rd, goes to a writer named Albert Breer. Now, Albert Breer is a Boston area native. A salute to everybody that listens to us on Jammin' 94.5 in Boston. Drop one of Clues bombs to Jammin' 94.5, damn it. Okay? And Albert Breer is a writer for MMQB. Now, why is Albert Breer getting Donkey of the Day? Well, Adam Jones, who plays for the Baltimore Orioles, was playing at Fenway Park in Boston this week, and Adam claims that he was called the N-word a handful of times at Fenway Park in Boston. Let's hear what Adam Jones had to say.
And just things like this, they don't have a place in the game. I mean, I thought we moved past that a long time ago, but obviously with what's going on in the real world, it's unfortunate that I had to be involved with it.
Oh, Adam, what happened with the bag of peanuts?
Coming off the field, I generally try and throw a ball, not necessarily the people that are, sitting right by the dugout, but people sitting a little bit further. And I threw a ball, and I just put my glove down, and I see a bag of peanuts fly right in front of me. Hit the cop, so he was really frustrated. So he turned around, and immediately we tried to catch or see whoever did it, and we were able to see who the guy was. He was escorted at the stadium. You just don't do that. Berate us, cuss us out, tell us we suck, tell us, if we grounded out, ha-ha, whatever, performance-based.
How often have you been called the N-word here?
It's a good question. I don't know how many fingers I have, their toes, to keep count. The reality of it is most won't call you to your face. It's easy to say it through social media or when you're in the stands.
Now, the reason Albert Breer is getting Donkey of the Day is because Albert Breer tweeted out, is it horrible to want some proof? He said, I don't know. I've probably been to 200 games at Fenway in my life. Never heard a slur yelled at a player. Now, Albert, listen, I agree. Proof is always better, but I have no reason to call Adam Jones a liar. I don't see why he would. I mean, you know, why would he have any reason to make that up? But the reason I'm giving you Donkey today, Albert, is simply because you are acting like a black man being called the N-word in Boston. It's outside the realm of any and all possibilities, okay? It's Boston, all right? Correct me if I'm wrong, but Boston has historically been known as one of the most racist cities in America. I remember the Detroit Pistons complaining about the racism in Boston in the late 80s, early 90s. NBA Hall of Famer Bill Russell, who won 11 championships as a player with the Boston Celtics, called the city a flea market of racism. So Albert Breer, in light of history, let's not act like Adam Jones just made this up. Now, Albert Breer went on IG Live to elaborate his point. Let's hear him.
If Adam Jones had racial slurs yelled at him, that is absolutely unacceptable. Any decent person would tell you that, okay? I just spoke from my own experience. I've been to over 200 games at Fenway in my life. I've lived in Texas. I've lived in Ohio. I've lived in the New York area. My dad's from Detroit. This is the least racist place I've ever lived. Now, my personal experience isn't everybody's personal experience, and I totally, totally get that. A lot of people make these sweeping generalizations about people, about regions of the country, whatever. Bottom line is that this reputation that Boston's gotten, I think it's completely unfair. As somebody who grew up here, I don't think it still exists. I think that, you know, this is an outdated notion that Boston is a racist place. It bugs the crap out of me.
Now, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but I don't think you would experience racism simply because
no one's yelling that at you.
Yeah, like you're white. You wouldn't experience racism. Do racists know they're being racist? And Albert, I hear you saying Boston isn't a racist place, but you're kind of outnumbered in this situation. It's you against Adam Jones, who said he experienced racism there this week. The Pistons experienced it in the 80s, 90s. Bill Russell experienced it in the 50s and 60s. Former NFL defensive lineman Garen Veris, who played for the Patriots from 85 to 91, he said he grew up in Ohio, went to school in California, and says he's been in just about every state in the country, but he has never been called the N-word or colored boy until he went to Boston. So, Albert, listen, okay? It's just some things you don't rush to the defense to. If a woman said to me, Chris Brown hit me, or if a woman said Bill O'Reilly sexually assaulted me, I may want to see proof, but in light of history, I'm not going to say those women are lying either. Okay, I'm not going to come out and say, I've never seen Bill O'Reilly sexually assault a woman. Hey, Albert, the word listen contains the same letters as the word silent. Sometimes you have to shut the hell up and just listen. Albert, now is one of those times. Please give Albert Breer the biggest hee-haw, please.
Are you going to tell me what I experienced? I didn't experience.
And always remember, if you are called the N-word by a white person, it's only one way to reply. Cracker ass, cracker. You got to say it right back to her. You got to give them the same energy they gave you.
As a ball player, you just ignore it.
No, I don't care if you're a ball player, ball boy, ball man. It don't matter what you are. Somebody call you the N-word, you give them that same energy right back. Cracker ass, cracker. I love it, damn it.
My goodness.
I'll call you crack ass, crack in a heartbeat. You hear me?
Cracker ass, cracker.
All day long.
All right.
I'll give you that same energy you gave me.
Okay.
What Michelle Obama say, when they go low, we go high. No, when they go low, I go right to the floor with them.
My goodness. All right. This guy's a fool. All right. Thank you for that dog of the day.
Flow.
Up next, Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, you can call Yee right now. Phone lines are wide open. Again, 800-585-1051. She'll put you live on the air. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yo, for one, you're going to have to see me when you come to the window, so you better have the same energy.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Michelle.
Michelle, what's your question?
So my question is, should I ask my boyfriend to move out until we can get our own place and possibly even get married?
Why do you want him to move out?
Well, because I feel like we stay with my family. I'm taking care of my mother and some other members of my family right now. And I just feel like with all these people around, it's causing us to get into it unnecessarily.
Okay. So you feel like there's a lot of stress going on, but they're not staying with you too, right?
Yes.
Oh, so you guys are all staying together, and he's there also. You guys, so do you want to get a place with just you and him?
Yes, me, him, and my daughter. That's the plan.
Okay, but but for now, until you guys can get it together, you want him to move out.
Well, I'm wondering if that should happen in order for us to stop arguing all the time, because it's mostly because of all of my family members that don't have nowhere else to go.
Sounds like you need your family members to move out.
Well, the plan was for us to establish this place here, and then him, I, and my daughter were to go and find a place of our own. Because my mom been living with me pretty much since I moved out the first time when I was 19. I was in my own house for about 3 months, and she got into it with her boyfriend and came to stay with me, and we've been together ever since. Mm-hmm. I don't really have a problem with that because she's, like, awesome. She helps me with my daughter. I was helping her with my grandmother before my grandmother died last year.
Okay.
So we've been a team, but now that I have this man that I love and I want to be with as my husband, but with all this other stuff going on, it's causing friction.
Right. Now, I'm going to tell you a situation. One of my best friends actually had something similar happen. She was married, and her mother-in-law was staying with them, and it did cause quite some issues in their relationship. She was kind of bitter about it. They argued all the time. She felt like he was always taking his mother's side, which caused even more arguments, and things got a lot better after the mother moved out. So I think you and him should have a conversation about it and come to a mutual decision on whether you think that's what the real issue is. If he feels, you should sit down with him and be like, listen, it feels like all we do is argue all the time. I know it's stressful having my family here, and we need to get our own place at some point. So in the meantime, I think it would be better if we're not all crowded on top of each other and these outside influences are causing us to have friction, and see what his response is.
Right.
Have you guys talked about it yet?
A little bit is usually in the heat of some type of argument.
That's the worst time irritated to discuss something like that. You guys have to do it when you're not in the middle of an argument. And chances are that he will agree with you. Financially, is he in a position to go and get his own place?
Yes.
Okay.
It's just that we don't want to be apart. I work long hours, so it's like...
Right, the only time
to
see him.
To see each other, yeah.
You know what? Yeah. I think you guys should have a discussion about it when you're not in the middle of an argument, and it probably will be great for your relationship, because then at least you have some place to go when you want to get away from everybody.
Right. I thought about that. That could be like my escape.
Right.
His place.
Exactly. So I think that is actually a great and very mature idea. As long as you approach him not in an argument like, just get out, it's got to be, listen, we got to save our relationship. And I know a lot of these things are not because of us, but because of other stressful things happening around us. And I want to make sure we work on us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Angela. I can't believe I got through, girl.
I'm glad
this
you did.
Amazing.
I feel good about it.
I do, too. I love you guys. I love you, Charlamagne. I love you, DJ Envy.
Love you too, both baby.
Of you guys' this podcast. I listen to you while I'm at work. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Okay, you too.
Stop shacking up.
All right.
I know. Pray for me.
I'm going to pray for you. Stop shacking up. She's shacking up.
800-585-1051. Ask Ye. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
This is Ashley.
Hey, what's your question for Ye?
I have a question. I got this guy. He won't tell me that he's gay.
He's your boyfriend?
What?
Well, he likes me, but he just won't tell me he's gay or whatever, because I have a gay friend, and he keeps coming on to my friend.
Okay, so
he's not gay until your friend puts it in
his
butt.
Hold on. Are you dealing with him?
No, he wants to deal with me.
Okay, but you just want to be friends, or do you want to deal with him?
I mean, I do like him, but it's just a sense he won't tell me.
How you want a man gay?
She's coming on to her other gay friend.
Yeah, he's coming up to my gay friend,
doing what? What's coming?
Like, he's making rude comments to my friend, like, he'll f*** him in the ass, and he'll do all this thing.
Okay.
Oh, drop one of Clue's bombs.
That's pretty gay.
Being displayed on the Breakfast Club this morning. Y'all love me some good gay talk.
So you...
He keeps telling me that he cares for me and he loves me, but he don't want to lose me because of his situation, because he has a hard situation at home, and I'm the only one that's there.
I bet you he got a hard situation at home.
Well, you know what? Maybe he's bisexual.
But I use my friend's phone to pretend like I liked him or whatever, and I told my friend pretend like you like him or whatever, but he just won't still tell me. And he knows that I know, but he won't still tell me.
All right, well, if he knows, you know, maybe he don't feel like he has to tell you. You already know.
Yeah, but I just feel like I wanted him to, like, come out and tell me.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. Being gay for a lot of people is not an easy thing to come out and admit to people at certain times until you're ready to do that. So it's really hard to force somebody to say something when he might be questioning certain things himself. He might not want to admit it. He might not. Has he come out to his family?
No.
So it seems like he's not fully out yet.
But and, he keeps telling me he cares about me, he loves me.
Okay, I mean, but he loves men as well, and he wants to have sex with men. Maybe he's trying to make himself not be gay by saying that he loves you and wants to be with you.
There's
and
no
he won't come to the realization that he
penis.
Wants to be with
what?
Men. What? I mean, you have proof. You already know what it is. So do you really need him to admit it to you, being that you already know?
What is the proof, though?
I just want him to admit it because he keeps telling me that he cares and he loves me.
What you need to do is tell him, listen, honey. And you know what?
Listen, honey.
This is interesting because I read David Geffen's autobiography. Well, biography. The Operator was an unauthorized
Geffen,
biography. And Cher was actually engaged to him. And she said that the reason she didn't marry him was because she knew that he was gay. So it seems like you know he's gay. He hasn't come out because he hasn't come to grips with the fact that he's gay. He's not ready to just come out with it yet. So you need to be understanding of that, because that's a really hard situation for a lot of people. And you need to tell him, listen, no matter what it is, I'm here for you. I'm aware of your situation. I know what it is. And when you're ready to talk about it, I'm here.
I did, but I just feel like he just...
A lot of times we know things in general about people. We have evidence. You have all the evidence. You have all the
Where
proof.
Is the evidence?
You know what it is, because she saw the text messages and she pretended
to
be him.
To
did he
and she
send
said
she... an eggplant emoji to your friend?
Huh?
Did he send an eggplant emoji?
Yeah.
Oh, man. There you go. Whoa, he's gay.
All right. So
he's like telling my friend he was a... F him in the butt.
Yeah, come on. This, you don't really need him to. You already know what it is. And when he's ready to tell you, he'll tell you.
What are you talking about?
Charlamagne says it all the time to Envy, and he doesn't think he's gay.
That is not
true.
It to me.
That is absolutely positively not true. And I'm
gonna But listen, here's the thing is, when he's ready to tell you, he'll tell you. But in general, in life, if you've seen the evidence, you know the truth, why do you need somebody to just say it to you? It doesn't make sense to me.
And I'm going
to
come clean, Ma.
I just want him to come out. I told him, like, I don't care what... I sent him, like, long text messages telling him that I don't care what he is. I'm still going to be there for him. Just tell me the truth. If
right.
you love me, like, you love me. Just
when he's ready, he will. But you're not going to be with him anyway, so...
What's your Instagram, baby?
Huh?
What's your Instagram?
Ashley Moore.
A-S-H-L-E-Y...
Yeah.
M-O-O-R-E?
Yeah.
Now, you said you wanted to come clean. What you want to come clean about?
You got a verified check?
Huh?
That ain't you. Ashley Moore?
All right, Ashley, thank you so much for calling. When he's ready to tell you, he'll tell you.
Ashley,
good luck. She hung up.
The reason the guy likes you is because you look like a man.
Oh, stop
and
it.
He's gay.
Stop it. Ask me 800-585-1051.
You just can't commit because of the whole vagina thing, you know?
All right, yeah, we are going to get into this Black-ish alleged spinoff happening, and we'll tell you who's going to be the guest star on tonight. Also, Joe Budden and academics with Lil Yachty. This interview got a little crazy because Joe Budden just wants you to not be happy all the time.
Joe Budden is the hip-hop Grinch. Okay, he is the Grinch that stole trap music. That's who Joe Budden is.
All right, we'll get into it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
So Joe Budden and academics have a show on Complex called Everyday Struggle, and everyone
really
was talking about this interview yesterday and today. They were talking about the Lil Yachty interview, and Joe Budden seems to have some issues with Lil Yachty, and all Lil Yachty wants
is
to enjoy life.
You don't even have to finish that sentence. Joe Budden has some issues. That's what makes him Joe Budden.
All right, well, here he is asking Lil Yachty about his 360 deal, allegedly, that, you know, he's asking, do you have one? And Lil Yachty doesn't seem to know what it is. And here's what else happened.
Hey. Are you in a 360?
I don't
know. No, don't tell me you don't know. You know if you're in a 360.
Bro, I don't really
Are they getting a cut of that Sprite commercial check?
I don't know.
You know, man. Stop.
I mean, I know I've got an amazing deal. I have an amazing attorney.
But you don't know if you're in a 360. If you don't know you're in a 360, you're in a 360.
You know what a 360
I'm not recruiting
is,
my deal.
Right? I mean, you and Coach probably had that conversation, right?
You do know what a 360 deal is, though.
I heard about it.
Maybe I'm giving Little Yachty too much credit, but in the 48 Laws of Power, it says, appear dumber than your mark, play a sucker to catch a sucker. The first thing that came out of Little Yachty's mouth was, I don't know, do I? He was playing dumb.
He was I think he just didn't want to answer the question,
right,
so he just wasn't.
Who talks about their deals? Who
giving
talks about
information?
Their, well, I can't say that. This is hip hop, but I don't talk about deals and money and stuff like that. It's none of your business.
Yeah, you just be like, I don't know. All right. He also tells Little Yachty that there's no way he's happy.
I'm happy every day because life is moving in such a positive way. I can't get slowed down.
This is a very media trained answer. Let me tell you about how humans are. Feelings are fickle. What that means is they come and they go. Nobody is one thing forever. You cannot tell me, you would be lying to tell me that as a young man, how old are you?
19.
In this industry, you are happy 24/7. That is a lie. So, that is bullshit. So, and I refuse to have somebody tell me bullshit.
Joe Budden Van Zandt.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Joe Budden, okay?
Fix your life.
Joe Budden is the Grinch that stole trap music. And I must say, that interview is gold, but Little Yachty won that debate, okay? I listen to Joe Budden. I listen to his podcast. I watch Everyday Struggle. And I do respect the fact Joe said all that to Little Yachty's face, though. Because for whatever reason, this era likes to celebrate people who talk about people instead of talking to them. I like when personalities say what they have to say to the artist. Keep that same energy when the artist is there as you have when the artist isn't around. But salute to Joe Budden. He's got problems, and I enjoy watching him.
All right, ex-NBA star Brandon Roy was shot while shielding kids from gunfire outside of his grandmother's house.
Okay.
Yes, he was shot in the leg early Wednesday morning. Now, according to, well, it was reported early Wednesday morning. Now, according to sources, he actually ended up getting treatment in California before returning to his home in Washington State. They expect he will make a full recovery, but he was shielding those kids, and he has not yet spoken publicly about what happened.
What is it,
happened.
A drive-by? Is there more? What's more to the story? Like, what's going on? What
I don't
happened?
Think they know. I don't think they got all the details yet.
Yeah, they haven't put out all the details yet. He hasn't spoken about it publicly yet, but apparently there was a shooting. They said it may have been a gang-related shooting, and he was shielding the kids that were outside his grandmother's house.
Mm.
And that's how he got shot. All right, Nicki Minaj has revealed that she has another fashion collaboration coming. She was at the Met Gala. If you guys saw what she had on, she was wearing H&M, and this is why.
I have a special collaboration coming out with H&M this fall, and so they are dressing me for the night, and they nailed it.
All right, so she got a lot going on. And for all of you Black-ish stars, by the way, all right, Trevor Jackson is going to be making an appearance as Zoe's love interest. Here's a little clip from Black-ish.
Excuse me, Queen, would you be interested in joining the BSU?
Yes, yes, yeah. I am. As am I, King. What is the BSU? Black
Student
Union.
This is basic stuff. I mean, how great would it be for me not to know what the Black Student Union is?
Right, because you're Black.
I am.
You know what'd really be crazy? If someone thought that you were a breeding representative of the Visu, a new hybrid of Chinese wrinkled dog, which is a mixture of the Bichon and the Shih Tzu. But you're not, correct?
Charlie?
Wait, you know Professor Tuffy?
Professor?
Now, what's exciting about this is actually the Black-ish spinoff that everyone's been talking about, when the oldest child, Zoe, played by Yara Shahidi, is going to be going to college. And they're saying Dion Cole is going to be there as well. His character will be there. He's actually an adjunct professor at the college, so he'll be on the spinoff as well. So it should be pretty exciting.
Okay.
I'm excited for her to get her own show. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Up next is the People's Choice. Makes you want to hear something at DJ Envy or 800-585-1051. Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.